ओम शांति। द टॉपिक इज रिमेंबर बीइंग बॉडीलेस वॉइसलेस एंड इगोलेस। वी ऑल ब्राह्मण्स एम इज टू बिकम equal to father or equal to bap dada both. So when we say bap dada means Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba is incorporeal, bodiless. So we have to become like him, experience that stage of being bodiless. We cannot become bodiless till we are in this body, but experiencing that stage. And equal to Brahma Baba means being equal to him in thoughts, words and actions. Like him means follow father, Baba says. Follow him in each and every step, whatever he has done. So being bodiless, when we say Baba has taught us that as first lesson to us. We have learned I am soul, and not only this, but which soul am I? All self-respect points, I am the same soul which is selected by God as 5,000 years ago. Pure soul, elevated soul. The one who belongs to deity clan. So experiencing that soul conscious stage throughout our Brahmin life means like natural consciousness is body consciousness at present. But our natural consciousness should be soul consciousness. I am the soul acting through all my physical organs. This feeling, awareness, which is called awareness. And Baba says, which is the first lesson, is the last lesson too, for you to pass with honor. And not only we have learned that first lesson, but every day's Baba Smoothly reminds us this. But still, what happens? Are we soul conscious constantly? What do we say? No. No, the body conscious sanskar is so deep rooted that only when we are listening Murli, or when we are sitting in yoga, little bit I am aware of the soul. But as soon as I am out of classroom, being in my work, in my all household activities or wherever, I become that conscious. Either role conscious or body conscious or action conscious, whatever we say it. And then what happens? Why do we need soul consciousness constantly? Means bodiless stage experience constantly, because the body consciousness is the root of all sufferings, root of all vices. So when I am body conscious, then what happens? My old sanskars, which are connected to my body consciousness, all vices, anger, greed, lust, attachment, they emerge. And then sometimes we wonder on ourselves, what's happening to me? I am listening Murli every day, I am doing Amrit Vela, I am following all Srimat of Baba, and still, what happens? After making so much of efforts, my sanskars are the same. So the reason is, I am not taking care of the root of the vices. And when I am soul conscious, what emerges? It's the root of all virtues, we all know. Soul consciousness means, I am a peaceful soul, I am a loveful soul, my original nature is love, peace, happiness, purity, power. So, whosoever is coming in connection with me or even myself, I experience that stage very easily. Even whilst being in situation or around people. And soul conscious vision is pure vision. We all as souls are brothers. Every day Baba reminds us this. And Hindi, Atma Bhai Bhai hai. So when I see others as soul, then my vision is pure. My vibrations are pure. They experience that. Their vision is unique than us. Their way of seeing is different than us. And they experience that divinity and purity through us. All the souls, those who come in our contact, if my vision is, or if my stage is, soul conscious or bodiless stage, then the vibrations I radiate, because I am the beyond, I am beyond the level of body consciousness, so vibrations are different. And Baba says, this is natural service, no, you need not to speak about that. You are just vibrating it. So then you are doing double service. Service through mind as well as whatever duties you are performing in your day-to-day life. And third thing, whenever I am outside in society or at work, because we are living in Tamo Pradhan, you know, impure world. The world is full of vices. So all souls, they are vibrating the vibrations of body consciousness means vice. So if I am there, then I get influenced by those vibrations. Now if someone is peaceless, that effect comes to me too. If someone is tension, stress, we take anxiety, nervousness, depression, there's so many names. So if I am coming in contact with that soul, and if I am not at my powerful awareness, means soul conscious stage, then what will happen? I am imbibing those vibrations, and then I will also feel the same as they are feeling. So sometimes people say, you know, like, what can we do? We are living in such circumstances. We are living with people. So, you know, it affects us. Their impure vibrations making us impure too. So is that right? What do you say? Who are we? We are world transformers. We are world benefactors. My pure vibration should be so powerful that they feel that their peacelessness is finished being coming in contact with us. they should feel purity through us. Baba says, change the attitude of others through your attitude. Subtle service. We can transform others at subtle level. But only when my stage is that powerful. So that is why Baba says, become equal to me. And when my frequency is same as his frequency is, because Shri Baba is seed stage, no? Shri Baba is incorporeal. If I am in that soul conscious stage, then it's easy for me to communicate with him as soon as I sit in yoga. Otherwise, if I am body conscious and I am sitting in yoga, then what happens? I start struggling with myself. Whole day, waste thoughts, so many people I saw, I met, I heard, situations, I keep thinking about them. And I connect with Baba, it's not that I do not connect with Baba, but ordinary level of yoga. It's very difficult for me to become soul conscious, reach to Paramdham and... So that level of yoga, it doesn't destroy my sense. My sense are destroyed when I reach to the stage of fire of yoga. Volcanic stage yoga, Baba says. Other name is volcanic stage yoga. And that stage is achieved only when I practice bodiless stage throughout the day. Then as soon as I sit in meditation, I am at that stage, merged in love with Baba, like mine is only one Baba, none else, that experience. And that burns my sins of many births. And I experience that purity and I feel that transformation within me. Otherwise, again the same I told you, we do not experience much transformation. We experience transformation at gross level. But subtle level, there is seed of old sanskars are remaining and they keep emerging in between as soon as the situations arise. Baba says they are watering. So, to have powerful yoga, we need that bodiless stage. And bodiless stage also helps us finishing our karmic accounts. It makes our karmic accounts like thorn. We all face because we have to finish all our accounts now. This is the last birth for all Brahmins. So Baba says we are going to become karmatit. Karmatit means finishing everything here. The soul has to be liberated and then go to Paramdham. Same for all souls of the world, but the account of Brahmin souls is different than the other worldly souls. They finish everything through punishment. But we finish everything through yoga power. So either we burn it through powerful yoga, and if I don't have that powerful yoga, then I have to suffer, whether it comes in the form of disease of body or whether it comes in the form of relations, conflict, or whether something in wealth, means like financial problems. So when I am paying my all these debts, my bodiless stage helps, because connection with Baba, I get his blessings, and then the situation is crossed, as Baba says, mountain become more. So it becomes easy for me. And for body, Baba sometimes say the bodiless stage is like injection. If you are feeling severe pain because of some disease and you become bodiless, you are in connection with Baba, your experience of pain is over. Although there are scientific explanations too. No, science also says when we meditate, it releases certain health-enhancing chemicals in our system. Like when we are under stress, it releases certain harmful chemicals in our system. So they give rise to diseases. But when we are in deep meditation, our physiology also changes because there is experience of detachment and this total relaxation of system. Soul consciousness, bodiless stage means detachment, detachment from the body. So that experience releases endorphins and cephalins. And these two chemicals, they are natural painkillers in our body. I think many of you have heard about this. So that is how, many Brahmins, they have this experience that when they have good stage of yoga, then all their pains, they disappear. Even I had this experience many times. So it helps us in finishing our karmic accounts. We can cross all those situations very fast with Baba's help, with our, like bodiless stage is my effort. Baba says, take a step of courage and I am there to help you thousandfold. So bodiless stage is my effort and then Baba's blessings I receive and that takes care of everything. So Amrit Vela is the special time when it's very easy to become or to experience bodiless stage. The nature also helps. There is total absolute silence at that time. And even Baba is also like we say, he's also giving blessings at that time. So it's very easy to reach to Paramdham, being with Baba, with that bodiless stage. So every day we must spend some time at Amrit Vela in bodiless stage, complete bodiless stage, just as a soul, which is called as seed stage. And then whole day, that will be helping you. It will be easy for you to emerge that. And sometimes this question can come when we are performing our actions. Our intellect is busy in that task. How can I feel that bodiless stage at that time? That's true. So for that, Baba once spoke in Murli that every hour for few minutes, we are not that busy or this too busy that even we cannot take out few minutes in our, in whichever job we are, whichever work we are. Every hour just become aware of bodiless stage for few minutes. That's why we are having now traffic control every hour for 2 minutes. After Baba said this in Murli, then Dadi Prakash Mani ji, you all know Dadi Prakash Mani. So she started this every hour 2 minute traffic control to experience that bodiless stage. And that brings us back to our original experience. Otherwise, like body consciousness stage continues for whole day. And then in the evening time, when I remember Baba all sitting yoga, then I recall, oh, whole day I was just in which consciousness? And Baba says, now the time is less. We are moving very fast towards the end, or towards golden age, in other words, we will say. So we should all make fast efforts whenever we have come. Even those who have come maybe 1 year ago or few years ago, this is late. We will say this is the late in drama. So you are not going to get extra time to make effort. The time is same for everyone. Whether our dadis are or whether we are new in Baba's knowledge. So the method to make fast effort means to become last to fast in the same short period, to become equal to Baba and receive everything, achieve whole inheritance from Baba. The method is this. Try to become bodiless or experience that bodiless stage as much as possible throughout the day. And you will experience super sensuous joy in a natural way. Because soul conscious stage is self-sovereign stage. We can rule our sense organs. It's a stage of a ruler, because soul is the master of all these sense organs. So then we are not slave of our sense organs. We become master of our sense organs. And when we are bodiless, then it's easy to become voiceless, as we have already been discussing. It's the root of all virtues. So the vices, they disappear. But when we talk about what voiceless stage, then gross form of vices we all overcome. We become victorious over all those vices. But Baba says traces of those vices, they keep coming or emerging in our day-to-day life. Whether it is lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego. So when we talk about lust, it's the root is body consciousness. So when I see body, then there is always, like something good in someone. Either I am attracted towards their personality or their virtues or their, maybe, so many things. I am not going in detail of that. But when I see body and when I see soul, there is difference. So Baba's Sharmat is, Baba's direction is not to see the body. If you are touching body through your mind, then it's like touching a snake. This Baba has spoken in Murlis. So when you touch a snake, then what happens? It's going to bite you. And biting means poison. So Baba says lust is a poison. So when this influences you, means if you are touching the body, that influences you, and then thoughts of vice or even act of vice. And this is a biggest sin of Brahmin life, because foundation of Brahmin life is purity. We all know this. When Brahma Baba started this Om Mandali, so many people, those who were the renowned people of that society, they spoke to him. Your knowledge is very good. And if you just remove one thing from your this knowledge, just celibacy, then you will get millions of people. So Baba said, it's not me. This is not, I am giving this knowledge. And this is Almighty Himself. So He is the businessman, or He is a jeweler, you know, like He said. So He doesn't want to do ordinary business. And we have seen all people, all religious prophets, those who have done something great for this world, they all followed this principle. But their purity or celibacy was not through direct God's direction. They were not soul conscious. Our purity is much easier. It's because Baba has realized or reminded us our own original nature. So as soon as I am aware of my original nature is purity, it gave me that strength. Awareness brings you strength. So that gives me that strength to follow it easily. Otherwise people of the world say, oh, this is unnatural, this is not the natural thing. But we know this is the natural, this is the nature of the soul, not body. If you are body conscious, then it is not natural. But when we are soul conscious, it's very natural. So that is why we need bodiless stage. No, we already talked about it. But the subtle form of vice is, Baba says, okay, celibacy, it becomes easy for Brahmins. But we come in extra love or extra inclination towards someone. We are influenced by their cooperation, their love, or there are some specialities. We all Brahmins have specialities. We are all special souls. That's why we are selected by Baba from the world. So even when we come in Brahmin family, in this spiritual family, sometimes the same sanskars starts working over here too. So Baba says, this is the trace of vice. So keep Baba in between. Who has given us these specialities? It's all Baba's gift to us. So it's not that soul, but see Baba. And if I am influenced by the speciality, then try to imbibe that speciality in you. If you feel that is good. So Baba says, take the fragrance of that, not become influenced or get attached to that soul. And when we talk about anger, so celibacy we double underline. But for anger, now we take or we use it as a weapon. Although we are Brahmins and we know the complete purity is to be conquer all the vices, even the traces of vices. But still, for anger we take liberty. Many times Baba has told us to overcome anger completely. So, I'm just asking from you, has anyone sitting here who feel that even the traces of anger I have overcome? No. No one is raising. There are the five grades of anger. True. So we have all one, I think, gross forms of anger. although we should not speak any bitter words to anyone, but still Brahmins, you know, like sometimes they forget. It's just reaction, no? Anger is reaction. So when we react without thinking, then sometimes even we speak such words which hurt others. And that too is, Baba says, hundredfold sin for us. Because we should not be, as Brahmins, we should not be speaking anything that gives sorrow to anyone. But sometimes we are really, you know, very attentive for this. We do not speak, we tolerate, we keep quiet, we do not answer or face. But sometimes we are tired. 10 times I have tolerated. How many times? So at least one time I should speak my feelings. So is this Baba's direction? Should I speak once or not? Baba says, whose direction you are following? You are following Shiv Baba's direction. You are becoming obedient to him. So if you are tolerating according to his Sharimat, you are accumulating your account. And it is in Baba's register. Huh? So you are receiving power for that. That's why it's called tolerance power. It's power, no? So if I remember this, then it's easy for me to tolerate, because if someone is not listening to me, when someone is not obeying me or doing as I wish from them, or someone is lying, someone is deceiving, someone is insulting me, someone is gossiping about me, these are all the reasons when I get angry. Without situation, you cannot get angry, can you? So this is my test paper, na? When situations come, then only the knowledge is seen. You are using it. If you pass that test, means without reaction you are passing it. And what should I use at that time when these type of situations arise? When someone is provoking you for anger? Baba says, feel compassionate about that soul, because they are under influence of vices, they are under influence of Maya. So what do they need? They are sick. So the sick one needs sympathy, compassion, care. So what's my duty at that time? To help them, not become like them. So forgive them, use Baba's power, as Baba is ocean of love. Baba says, become ocean of love, become ocean of peace. Do not become just a bowl of love. If you are a bowl of love, then it will finish very soon. Lekin ocean of love, unlimited. So remember your original nature, and that will help you overcoming these traces of vices. Sometimes we do not speak, but we show it through body language. No? Body language means my eyes, my behavior, it shows I'm not happy with you, I'm annoyed. And even someone is not doing something as I like, then I create so many ways thought, they should not be doing this. Why they do like this? And especially for knowledgeful souls, no? Baba's Brahmin souls, we are more, more expecting from them. For worldly people, now we feel we have to serve them, so we are really more compassionate. Even they misbehave with us, then still, I am peaceful with them and I am loving with them. I am very kind to them. Is that true? But for Brahmins, I expect more. They are the souls, those who have Baba's knowledge. They should not be doing like this. Why they do like this? Or they speak like this or think like this maybe, no? And this creates subtle hatred, feelings of hatred towards them. So we are not speaking, but we are vibrating that. We are sending negative vibrations and they feel it. Annoyance means what? And then what do we say? I'm not saying anything to this soul, but still they are not, you know, like good to me. I don't know. So you know or not know? What do we say? I am creating it myself. I have transmitted something which they have received and now they are returning the same to me. So always have good feelings and good wishes for others. That's why Baba says to us, no matter what type of soul is, no matter how they are behaving with you, what is my duty? Although it is difficult, no? This is effort. That's why Baba says, then what is the effort? So this is effort on our side. Eh? As soon as I feel I'm going in wrong direction, Baba says, check your chart every day. So that chart helps us where I was wrong, where I need to transform myself. And when we come to third vice, which is greed. Greed, no, like as Brahmins, greed of money. Normally there is greed for money or greed for things like that, no? So we overcome that greed. Because we realize the imperishable income is Baba's knowledge, yoga, service, Baba's service. So we start spending our time in all those things. And we know rushing behind that perishable money is just going to finish. But subtle desires. Baba says the Brahmin greed is? Which type of desires? Worldly desires. Good desires, okay. I should become equal to Baba. Like this is a good desire. So that is, Baba says, allowed. If you keep that desire, it's not wrong. But if I get this model car, I already have a car, but my desire is to have new model car. Or maybe, there are so many new inventions of science bringing good facilities for us. So just desiring all those things, I'm not satisfied whatever I have with me. Baba says, if you have money, you already have money and you can afford all those things, and if you are using all those things for Baba's service, that is allowed. Use all facilities and salvations for, why all these inventions are? These are for Baba's service. Now we are using all these things now. So they are really, the speed of service is so fast now because of help of media, all these things. No? But desiring for the self is great. And Baba says, it should not break your yoga with Baba. Sometimes when we are too much in those gadgets, like you are using mobile, you are using internet, you are using WhatsApp, whatever, no? Like, so there are so many things in it, internet. And as soon as you have started it, hours have gone and you are just not aware of it. Your time is valuable. Baba says even each and every second of confluence age is valuable. So they are taking lot of time. All these things are consuming my lot of time. So, useful or harmful? Harmful. So I should have that controlling power that for service purpose, okay, I'm using them. But they should not waste my time. They should not, you know, like, disconnect me from Baba. So Baba once said that even about food, if you are getting very good, delicious food, that too is okay for me. And if you are just getting dry bread, that too is okay for me. It's okay. Baba says this is test paper through nature. By nature, it can come at the end. Even for things we have greed, no? Even for food we have greed. Our clothes, some they have that craze to keep so many dresses. They are not satisfied with 1, 2, 4, but hundreds of dresses. No need. How many you are wearing? Shoes. Hundreds of shoes. So this is what. So Brahmin life is simple life. Simple living, high thinking. No limited desires, Baba says, we should be having at this time. Have unlimited desires. And then last vice is, fourth, attachment. So gross form of attachment, we all conquered. Attachment is whatever you already have. Greed is desire, means you want to have something. But attachment is for the things you already have, or people you already have. So is there anything going wrong to them, then you feel hurt. You feel that sorrow. Because you feel they belong to you, mine, the feeling of mine. No, like my car, or my house, or my son, my daughter, whosoever is mine. If they are sick, your son is sick, too sick, what happens? The same pain I too feel. Attachment. If someone else's son is sick, it doesn't affect me. Why? Because that son doesn't belong to me, means like it's not my son. If someone dies in other's house, no effect. But if someone is dying in my house, it affects me. I feel it. So why I feel it? Because I feel that they were belong to me. So here Baba says, whatever you feel is yours, it's not yours. Who's? It's all Baba's. How should we live in Brahmin life? How should we live in Brahmin life? It's yours, Baba, it's yours. Change mine into yours. become trustee. So when you are trustee, when you live with that feeling, then you do not experience that pain which attachment gives you. Even if you lose your very valuable thing, you have bought a new mobile, new model mobile, and you lose it, then what happens? Because I am attached to it, it's very difficult for me to forget that. It disturbs my state, makes me peaceless, brings stress to me. But if I remember Baba's knowledge, then okay, it was something there in my account to finish. It has gone, something better will come to me. Or Baba has planned something much better for me. So thinking in a beneficial way, which Baba has taught us. So keep or surrender everything to Baba. Even this body doesn't belong to me. There's lot too much attachment to our body, no? That's why when we are sick, we feel that suffering. So this body is given to me by Baba for service. Baba says, body, mind and wealth, all three we have surrendered to Him. So use everything in a trusty way. And this is our last paper. Last paper is Nashto Moha Smriti Labdha, means destroyer of attachment and constantly aware. And when we talk about ego, so voiceless and egoless, it's double underlined. Once in voiceless, and then Baba spoke it separately, egoless. So worldly ego, we all Brahmins have conquered. Worldly ego means role conscious, the ego of the role I'm playing in the world, the wealth I possess, or personality I have, whatever I have, so we all know. As soon as we become soul conscious, this is all is perishable, so it's, we should not keep that ego. But again, the traces of ego, it's it requires effort to overcome. So traces of ego are, I am a knowledgeful soul, knowledgeable soul, I am a yogi soul, so whatever I know, it's true knowledge. So then the feeling comes, whatever I think is right, whatever I say is right, so I am right. And when I am right and other is wrong, then what happens? I do not accept the ideas of others. I am not ready to listen to them. And that creates conflicts. This is subtle ego. Maybe, we have different viewpoints. Your viewpoint is right according to your situation. My thinking is right according to my situation. So I should respect the ideas of others too. I should not be egoistic of my own planning, thinking, knowledge. And even specialties, whatever specialties I have. So these specialties are given to me by Baba. So always remember, like Brahma Baba, we know. Brahma Baba, he always said he is the obedient, most obedient servant. Although he was the medium for almighty authority, he could have that ego. He could keep that intoxication in him, wrong intoxication. But never ever Brahma Baba showed that in his life. Always he called him as obedient servant. So we too, we are following Baba, Brahma Baba. So we are Baba's most obedient servant. We are servants of the world. So we should be that humble, that accepting for others. And if I am having that subtle ego, I do not accept my mistakes. And then we try to prove them, justify them. How am I right? And when I justify too much, I debate or discuss, this is subtle ego. And then I do not accept appreciation of others. Those who have traces of ego, they feel jealous about others. No, they do not accept the progress of others. And then they start defaming them. Or maybe complaining about them. And then next is controlling others. This is also a subtle form of ego. Try to control others. Everyone should listen to me. And if not, then I get angry. Ego gives rise to anger. So this is how we can check ourselves, whether we have those traces of vices in us, and we have to conquer them. Then only we will be becoming equal to Baba. Brahma Baba means Papdada, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. And then we will be able to go with him as his companion. So, what do you think? How would you like to go? As his companion or? Yes. Okay. Om Shanti.